The recent ruling from the U.S. District Court of Kentucky has sent shockwaves through the ongoing legal and cultural debates over Title IX. The court has struck down the Biden administration's revision that redefines sex discrimination to include gender identity, a move which significantly expanded protections for transgender students. The ruling issued in the Cardona versus Tennessee case has far-reaching implications for how schools across the country handle gender identity in relation to sex-based discrimination. This development is the latest chapter in a battle where social, legal, and political factors are colliding, and the public is forced to reckon with shifting definitions of sex and gender in education. Joining us now is Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you being here. What does this ruling essentially mean?
You know, I think it can be captured here, and I have done a lot of Title IX work. I was the lead attorney in the case against Eastern Michigan University with Title IX violations for the 43 people that were sexually assaulted. And this rule, I think, is consistent. But if you listen to the judge's sentence within his 15-page opinion, the entire point of Title IX is to prevent discrimination based on sex. He wrote, throwing gender identity into the mix eviscerates the statute and renders it largely meaningless. In other words, you know, everybody can say, hey, we can all relate. My daughter at Michigan State University is going into the locker room and there is a male that is in transgender that is going into the locker room and to be with her and then in time play against her in volleyball. There is a discrimination against that person, that, you know, the female. And this ruling, I think, preserves to a large extent. It has to go back up to the drawing board if they want to make this work, because the way it was being written by the Biden administration, it clearly doesn't work. And we can all see that. We saw that in the Olympics. We saw that, you know, there is going to be obviously discrimination against women in particular, where it comes in where a transgender is going to compete for positions where they obviously will have a serious upper hand in doing so, and then allowing them to be, you know, commixed with females. You know, there has to be a better way of approaching this issue than I think the judge in this case, quite candidly, got it right. And it is, I'm a firm believer in Title IX. I'm a firm believer in institutions getting money from the government to make sure protections are put in place and guidelines are followed for everybody, men and women, in these universities and public education, or anyone that gets federal funding, be it a private school or not. I am a firm believer in Title IX protections, but this ruling and how Biden wanted to write this, I think, I agree, eviscerates Title IX because it does exactly the opposite of protecting female rights.
Yeah, it seems like the court's opinion clarified what Title IX was all about originally, which was to protect biological sexes, not gender identity. So with the ruling, how will that play out on campuses or in public institutions?
So that's going to be the $64 million question, but universities have to be cognizant and mindful of this ruling. And I can tell you that Title IX protections for making sure there is equal protection for sex, female and male, is mandated. And I got to believe that putting the strict rules in strict rules in place with this ruling by the federal court is going to be tested again. And it's going to be tested, and it'll probably hit to the United States Supreme Court. But as of now, schools have to be on the cognizant side of making sure they protect individual male and female and transgender but they have to open up that third door. They have to make sure that transgenders, humans are making sure that they're taken care of and they're protected as well, but that you're not discriminating against females in particular.
So will this have lawmakers rushing to pass some sort of new bills to get around this, some new laws?
I don't think it can pass, but it's an attempt. You'll see the attempts. You'll see the attempts, right? That's what you hit the nail on the head there, Kevin, is that there will be an attempt to make it so that Title IX, for those that are an advocate of what Biden was trying to present, protects identification as opposed to gender, as opposed to, sex. There will be the attempts. I just doubt very seriously that in the current administration coming up and with the way the House sits and the Senate sits, that there's going to be any passing to make that work. Don't get me wrong. There has to be protection for every human and Title IX, but you can't discriminate against one to that's the whole purpose of Title IX, is to make sure we have the proper protections for every person.
So is there any gray area in this ruling? If a school president happens to be really progressive and wants, can they read this in a different way, or is it clear cut?
I think it's clear cut. I think if you read this ruling and you read the rule, the judge was very succinct and wrote very clearly that Title IX is to prevent discrimination, and throwing gender identity into the mix here, gender identity eviscerates that, the ability of discrimination based on sex. You have to have protection for everyone under Title IX, but you can't discriminate against your son or your daughter just because you want to commingle, if you will, transgender. So there have to be specific rights and protections for transgender people. That's specifically it. But I don't see a gray area there. That's pretty much, to me, a Scalia-type writing, and I bet you Justice O'Connor would have sided with it as well. And I got to believe if Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was around, she I would love to have seen her thought on it. But this is – I don't see a gray area. Yeah. I really don't.
All right. So Biden's only got a few days left. He may appeal it, but not likely to win. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law, appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, bud. Be well.
Have a great weekend. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into the death of Joanne Matuk. The 15-year anniversary is this Sunday. A new HBO documentary is coming out on the mystery. You're listening to All Talk on WJR.